Welcome to Well's Early Childhood Educator Devotions. Justice. Today we look at 1 John chapter 2, the first two verses. My dear children, I write this to you so that you will not sin. But if anybody does sin, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ, the righteous one. He is the atoning sacrifice for our sins, and not only for ours, but also for the sins of the whole world. I saw the jury summons, and I wondered what the experience would be like. I spent 2 days in a courtroom watching the judge and lawyers select members for the jury. I wasn't chosen, but I could see that each lawyer wanted people on the jury that would sympathize with their client. I don't know how that particular trial turned out, but if the system worked, justice was done. True justice demands payment. If you do the crime, you'll have to pay the price. God's justice is no different. If we sin, even just once, we deserve eternal punishment. We all have to plead guilty before a just and holy God. But God had a different plan. Imagine a courtroom where a criminal is brought before the judge. The proof is clear. This person is guilty. When it comes time for the verdict, the lawyer says, "Don't punish my client. Give me the punishment instead." The judge agrees, and the lawyer is sentenced to death. No one would do that. But one person did. Jesus comes before his Father and advocates for us. We are clearly guilty, but Jesus gives us his perfection. He took the punishment we deserve when he suffered and died on the cross. Not guilty, God declares, and justice is done. That was God's plan all along. He promised the very first sinners, Adam and Eve, that he would send a Savior, and it would be his own Son. Jesus came and lived the holy life we cannot live. His innocence was transferred to us. He took our punishment and gave us his perfection. Now perfect in God's eyes, we get to share Jesus' victory. Death couldn't hold on to Jesus, and it won't be our end either. We will join our Savior in heaven, where we will thank and praise him and live in his perfection forever. We pray. Bold shall I stand in that great day. Who can a word against me say? Fully through you absolved I am from sin and fear, from guilt and shame. When from the dust of death I rise to claim my mansion in the skies, e'en then this shall be all my plea. Jesus has lived and died for me. Jesus be worshipped endlessly. Your boundless mercy has for me and all your hands have made, an everlasting ransom paid. Amen. Thank you for listening. For more devotions, go to wells.net/devotions. May the Lord bless and keep you.